What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
It looks good.
Thank you. I got a haircut, as you can see. It's really funny because I'm filming this video right now for a brand, and I still needed to shoot shots, and I completely forgot, and I got a haircut last night.
Oh.
And as soon as I was looking in the mirror, I was like, oh my God. Because I had my hat off the whole time in the video.
You should go from like long hair to short.
Yeah, but I'm incorporating me getting a haircut in it. So to save, but it was really funny. I had a full meltdown yesterday.
Oh.
Because I filmed I made my house a disaster for this. I can't like redo it.
Do you think, you're upset that there is a continuity error, or do you think like the brand would be upset that they're
hair? This is more me. I'm sure I can make it work where they would be okay with it, but it's me.
Like Zane has a vision.
I have a vision. I always have a vision, and I feel like I need to execute that at all time. Hey, Heath.
Hey, Heath.
Hey. Sorry, I didn't know we were starting yet. I was sitting here, and I was like, oh, I got to get up and go turn my camera on.
He complimented my haircut, so that's when I knew we were live. I was like, okay, I want to make sure we need to start rolling. That's in the episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do see you drinking that swig right now, Heath.
I was about to say that. Bro, you're so natural with your swig.
Come on now.
Get it.
Come on,
have
man.
You had swig, Leah?
No, I would want to try it.
I know.
Leah, what are you doing here?
Oh, hey. Hey. I was like, what do you mean?
Hey, I'm queen. Back.
Hey.
We had the queen back because why not? Why not? We need a female voice for this podcast. You know what I mean? It's just too many dudes. You know, all we talk about is pee pee poo poo caca. So it's nice to have you on.
Oh, thank again you guys.
And have
you
back. Feminine energy, you know, in the room.
Exactly. I mean, is she?
Are we? No, you guys would be so proud of me. I've been like channeling my girly girl era.
Okay. I was about to say, you look very nice today.
Thank you.
We got our curls going.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like the curls are always going, but I've been trying this new lifestyle change where I'm like a little Pilates girl.
Leah, it's because you have a show coming out. That's
okay. Yeah,
you're trying to look like a reality TV star. We see what you're doing.
I'm really trying, but no, I just, you know what? It's like, okay, I have to change my lifestyle in general.
Yeah.
And I feel like every morning I was like waking up, going to work, coming home, doing the same thing over and over again. I was like, I need to like incorporate working out, and I don't like the gym. Like, I just don't know what to do there.
Same.
I don't like the treadmill. I get bored and I leave. So I signed up for Solid Core, which
my wife does.
What's that?
Was fucking crazy, by the way. You should try it with me. It is like training for war. Like, it is the first day these girls are like doing the craziest moves, and I don't know how they were doing it, but I just hit my 25th class, and
all right.
I can fully hold my plank.
Do you get like a coin like on your 25th?
They make a little like a board for you saying Leah's 25th class, but that
nice.
Also levels me up with how many springs go on my my reformer and all
that
stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So you're in your like tone Pilates era.
Trying,
then.
if you can tell.
Like, nice, I don't know. Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't been drinking really.
You haven't?
I haven't. I've been staying in.
Okay.
Trying to be better.
Good.
But because I feel like it's this like kind of downtime before the show comes out.
Yes.
You kind of because you. I feel like you're saving for it. I feel like you guys are gonna get crazy once it's out. You're gonna want to celebrate. You're gonna want to watch it. Go. I feel like you're saving that, and
yeah.
I can see why.
And it's also just like when I sign up for these classes, if you cancel the class, like so let's say I go out, I sign up for the class, it's at 8 a.m. the next day and I don't go, it's like $35 for the cancellation fee.
Yeah.
Ooh. And so like last week, I think, I was just so tired. I wasn't sleeping for some reason, and I missed two of the classes, and it was $70 for the week.
Wow.
And I'm already paying $281 for the month for the unlimited classes. So it's just like, okay, you're not missing. I have an 8 a.m. class. I'm not going out tonight. So I'll just sign up just to sign up.
These gym memberships are getting too crazy. They're getting too expensive. Because like you want to incentivize people to like have a better lifestyle. Work out. Take care of yourself. And you're going to make that shit $75 a month?
No, $281.
$281. $75 sounds cheap. Yeah. That sounds
it was $75 to cancel.
To cancel.
That was my two-class cancel fees. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, even just...
I was talking about more like those, like Planet Fitness, LA Fitness. Yeah. Like those. Yeah. I feel like those are got jacked up because those used to be like $20 a month.
Yeah.
And now it's up to like 70. That's which is crazy.
I went to this one place because I was doing ClassPass to see where I liked. So I was going to all these different gyms, and one I really liked. And she's like, "Okay, well, unlimited is $465 a month." I'm like, "Whoa!" Like at that point, I'm going to Equinox.
Right. You know what
I mean? Or like at that point, you're getting another a new car.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of new cars, I was at the car place today. And might get a new car.
Leah, wait till the show comes out. My God, you gotta spend all this money. But you don't know if it's gonna.
With this clean girl lifestyle, I've been having the worst fucking luck of my life. I'm not even kidding. It all started with I obviously did not read my lease. And for some reason, I was like, oh, my God, our landlord pays for our gas bill. And I was like, la, la, la. God. So actually, the cast was in town for interviews and I wasn't home. And my friend Liv was staying with me and she was like, the gas people came and turned your gas off because you haven't paid it for 5 months. And I go, oh my God, I thought they paid that. And I was like, my bad. So I called the gas company. And they're like, yeah, like we have to get you approved because I've never been in charge of gas before. So they had to approve my account, whatever. It took 3 days.
Wait, where did you live before where you thought gas was covered?
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it's water. So my water is covered, not my gas.
Wait, water and power usually are together because it's LADWP. Yeah,
gas is separate and water and power are separate. But I've never heard of a place covering
so
gas.
So apparently that's never a thing. It's me. So obviously I'm fucking wrong, right? So they pay for my water, not my gas. So anyways, they turn the gas off. 3 days later, the girl calls me and she's like, okay, yeah, perfect. And keep in mind, my gas has already been off for about 5 days now that I've figured this out to call them, whatever. Yeah. And then it's like, let's just say it's the first. She goes, perfect. We can come out on the 22nd. I go,
no.
What?
I don't have hot water. I don't have a stove. I don't have a dishwasher. I have nothing.
You can say here, we have a bathroom.
Thank God my best friends live above me. So I was just going up and showering and cooking if I had to, which was fine. We got through it. Then my, my electricity went down. As soon as I got my gas back, my washer like started breaking. And then my car started shaking. So I bring it to the shop. And then 2 weeks, my car was in a shop.
Oh, no.
And $1,550 later, my car is still broken and shaking. And I go, what the fuck did you guys do?
This is the Jeep, right?
Yes. So I waited too long to get my oil change.
Oof, yep.
If anyone's listening, let me
be
your lesson.
How long was it?
4 or 5 months.
Oh,
wait, with the notification on you need an oil change,
yes.
And you've been driving on it for 4 to 5 months.
You girls think that light is up there just because it's pretty.
Listen, I gotta go out. I got shit to pay for.
There's always stuff with my car, though, where I'm like, oh, I gotta handle that. But the moment you get home, you're like, you forget everything that is dealing with the car.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty good about maintaining my car, but I always have car amnesia, like after
I
get out of the
car. It's crazy how I never think of any of that because I have a Tesla now. So you don't have to worry about like the oil, the fucking.
There's no oil change.
Crazy. Yeah, it's just like you just have to make sure that your battery, because there's a battery in every. No, just the battery's good. I feel like.
But don't we need some lube at all?
But also, your Tesla also notifies you when something is
wrong. And then you can easily. Tesla will come, they'll take care of you.
Right,
I love
on the spot.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I was asking them, they're like, I was like, you didn't fucking fix my car. Like, you need to fix
language.
It for free. Sorry, freaking. you guys need to fix my car. And so I bring it back free of charge. They convinced me to buy one part that's going to, like, they just kept convincing me of things, right? They were definitely taking advantage of me. Because when I looked at my invoice, out of the $1,550, $1,300 of it was labor. And I looked at them, I said,
no, these places are terrible. When I hit the pole, Leah, my first day literally at this complex, I hit a pole. the first day, I got the keys, hit a pole like 10 minutes later. And then I go back to the office the day I met her.
Yeah.
Hi, I just crashed into your pole. Don't worry though. I'm going to get a tow and everything. I brought my car to the nearest place here.
Yeah.
They were trying to charge me for just a door to replace the door. $16,000.
No.
$16,000 for a fucking door. Bro, that is like,
did you not open it?
It was it was a scrape and a little bit of a dent.
Insane.
Oh, I would have left it. But
that Tesla was like 60 grand. Yeah. You're going to charge me 16K for a fucking door?
And they weren't even going to replace the door. They were just going to try to pop the dent out and
get a plunger at that point.
We knew exactly what they were going to do. Insane. But yeah, Heath, how's Tony? Again, we got to get a weekly update. How's Tony?
Great. Unbelievable. He's chilling right now. I was actually just my brother got the keys to his new spot. He lives 15 minutes from me now.
Oh. Whoa, he moved finally. Oh my God. Yeah. We've been waiting for that. Dude, it's so
sick.
Yeah,
so I just ran over there real quick. He had like a whole bunch of stuff to get out of a U-Haul. So I have a hand truck. So I just threw that in the car real quick, ran it over to him. I was like, I gotta record. I can come back and help afterwards. And he's like, No, go do your thing. So he's just unloading some stuff right now. And he's so close.
If you didn't know, his brother works for him now. He used to work at like a jail.
Oh, no way.
Was it full time?
Like, does he have
a corrections officer?
Any potentials for me at the jail? You guys know me and my criminals.
Yeah, I'm sure he could set you up with a ton of them.
Hey, did he move there for you? Because you moved there?
So he was like 2.5 hours away. He was doing a lot of stuff like remote, like back end for the shows and things like that. But there's a lot that I want to like get done at the house, and he's really like handy. So I was like, if I have him move here and like pay for his salary, I would be saving money than if I hired all these like contractors and people to do stuff like fixing my basement, just shit around the house. I was like, perfect. Makes sense. That's come over.
And your dad too, right? Cause your dad built shit too. You literally hired them both as a team and they'll make your whole guest house that you want to make.
Exactly.
Crazy.
But no, it's awesome. Tony's doing great. That's why I got swag. You know, I was on my way home. I was like, you know what?
I deserve it.
Is it the founder?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay, well, I think it's time to roll the intro.
Yes, good.
Let's get started, baby. This is gonna be a juicy ass motherfucking episode. Get ready. Get your seatbelts on. We're about to get crazy.
3, 2, 1. It's Cocktail, baby.
Woo! Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And today we got Leah.
Thank you for coming
back on, Leah.
Thanks for having me again.
Of course.
Leah, it's been a while, I guess, since the last time you were here. And I know a lot of exciting things are coming your way. But can you just give us like a skinny on
what
you've been up to, what we kind of talked about last time, and what's about to come for you?
Because we couldn't talk about anything.
Can't talk about anything.
No!
I know.
That's fine.
To be fair, I still don't even know the release date, but I could tell you it's probably in the next 3 months.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
Have
you seen anything? Like, have you seen
the only thing they've showed us is the intro that happens on every episode.
How's it look?
First off, my scene, I wasn't even serving face. So I was like, can we change that? Like, it's the rough draft, but
it does stink though. I wish people in shows had more of a say on like for drama stuff, but more like I feel like intro is so important. Like, is there a better shot of me? You're going to see that every single episode.
I do think they were listening. It was kind of just to give us like an overall idea of like what was like being done, which it is really weird to see my face on one of those things. It's like, Leah, I'm like, that's
right. Do you have a tagline? Like, I'm not here to make friends.
No, like, it's just, you know, it's like with the music.
Okay,
like,
right.
Music, and you're just like.
It's like Love Island.
Yes.
So there's no like lines
the suitcases.
Yeah. Dang. Okay.
So that's all. They don't really give us information, and I'm not kidding. We text them all the time being like, hey, any updates? Nothing.
So, okay. Yeah.
It's just building hype. It just makes you more excited though.
Yes. I did have drinks with one of the producers, and I was like, because I am a little
she trying to book season 2.
Yeah.
I did have
like,
drinks.
Hey, it's me. But I was like, be so for real, like, is the show good or is it like cheesy? Because I feel like it could come off that way. But he was like, no, it's really good. And I was like, and I trust his words. I'm like so excited to see it. He just told me some like little snippets that like made it, and it just makes me excited.
I just know when the thing is. The thing about you is, because I've known you for fucking 7 years, right? 7, 8 years. When you're in something, you're committed. You're going to try to be the star of the show. And that's why I'm really excited to see whatever this is.
And I'm really excited too, because obviously like going into the season, we didn't really know the cast. Like we didn't really know each other, and it was kind of getting to know each other and our personality. So kind of not that we were on our best behaviors, but like learning everyone's like how to deal with people, right? But now that I know them, mm-hmm. I feel like the real drama could start. You know what I mean? Oh. Or like you're just so much more comfortable with the people that you're not going into it like, you know, like weary of people's feelings or whatever. I don't know. I'm just excited for if there's a season two.
My only advice is whenever that show comes out, just make sure you guys bring that drama right to TikTok.
Oh,
right to social media.
Do you know
media.
That I already have an Excel sheet? With sounds and what I want to use.
Perfect.
Leah, that's exactly what I want to hear. That's exactly what I would do.
I'm right. I have 95 position. TikTok sounds or like ideas already on that Excel sheet.
Good.
I am ready.
No, that's good.
Again, I don't know what made the show. Like there was just so much that happened. So I'm prepared for any type of outcome.
They make Leah look fucking like the Kraken. She's just the villain.
Like, no, you're great. I'm like, actually the villain.
It's crazy though, because every show there is like the fan favorite. Mm-hmm. There is the villain. There is the drama queen. Like that's
everybody's
what casting
got
is about. That's what casting is about. They cast it because they're like, we want the show to do well and we need to cast the perfect people. And we do need someone that is going to be the villain that people are not going to like.
I also have to just remember like every season is different. So maybe if I'm not the favorite this season, maybe it's the next or whatever.
Yeah.
And also I'm not mad to be a villain. I mean, look at Whitney. She's on Broadway. Yeah. I'm like,
right, okay. Right. And I feel the thing is that, What's good about like social media too is that you could really change people's perspectives on you just by going to social media.
Yeah.
But you have to do it right though.
Yes.
But I feel like,
and also again, you guys know me. Like I don't care what people say about me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I see your guys' comments.
Just don't be like Venmoing guys that are married trying to rekindle stuff.
Who did that?
Yeah. Who did that?
Oh, you.
I said it wrong. I think I fucked it up.
I Venmoed a guy because he blocked my number. I said, "Did you block me?"
Yes.
Yeah.
This is coming back.
Do you think when people watch this, they're gonna be like, "Wait, she looks familiar. I just don't know where." And oh, by the way, guys, if you're watching this and you've never seen past episodes or like any of my stuff, like in the past, Leah used to be my assistant for like a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
And it was really fun because I've known her for years before. And so I decided to
hire
her. And then she quit on me because she wanted to find other opportunities.
And look where I'm at.
And she did.
Damn right.
She did.
And now we're full circle. No, now we'll collab together.
Yeah. Honestly, that was like the best like quitting I've ever experienced. Cause in my head, I was like, I feel like I'm going to see her go far. I can see it, you know, it's good.
Do you have an assistant now? Cause I just don't live with you anymore. I don't know.
It's not more of like what Leah was doing. This is more like creative content.
Okay.
Creative and content, which I
feel like you needed that.
I need it. Yeah. And you knew that too. Yeah. I feel like,
and like you just couldn't do it.
Well, Zane's so like particular and I don't know how to edit.
All of my assistants I've had in the past, 100% my fault. Like I just had nothing to, I had no direction for them. It was more just like errands and stuff. And I knew that I needed somebody to help me with content. It's just hard to find somebody like that. It's easy to find an assistant that can like, you know, run errands and, you know, do all that
right.
stuff.
But
it was like a friend / chef.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty much paying you to be my friend. And
every Monday I'm like meal prepping in the kitchen.
And then we would talk shit on the couch and then you would leave and I'd be like, oh, I just paid her for that.
Just needed some company.
Yes, you did.
That was crazy.
It was a fun ride though.
It was. It's fun.
So wait, what kind of cars are you looking at right now? You just came back from the
so
car dealer.
So long story short, I had to bring it to CarMax. I realized I had CarMax care. Extended warranty. And I go, why the fuck did I not bring it there in the beginning?
I know.
So I bring it there and then I made the mistake of telling them I had brought it somewhere. And they're like, oh, well, now it's a liability. So you need to bring it to Jeep and da 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 da. They'll still use your insurance, whatever. So I bring it there and the guy goes, I'm not going to lie to you. It's probably going to be expensive. I would just get a appraisal right now and get a new car.
Okay.
And then I'm sitting there with the girl and she's like, do you want to go test drive cars? I'm like, just like that?
Yeah.
I'm like,
anything.
I really wasn't prepared to like get a car today.
Anything
to
sell you.
I got to go to a podcast at 1, but can I come back? She's like, oh my God, yeah. I was like, okay.
So. Shout us out.
Yeah.
Do you have your eye on anything in particular?
Well, I would like another Jeep.
Yeah.
Well, my goal is to get a Bronco. And I'm just not there yet. So I'm like, I don't really want to get a new car, but if I'm going to be paying $25,000 for my motor that's going out or something.
Hey, if you pay Heath, he'll come out and negotiate for you.
Wait, actually?
I'll do it.
He saves me every car that I buy. He saves me a stupid amount of money.
I'm like, call my dad.
Leah's like, I don't know. Like, I really like the Rolls Royce Spectre.
The Porsche Cayenne.
No, it has to be, you know, obviously
yeah.
doable. But you helped me buy my Jeep and you helped me buy my... Actually,
Lamborghini?
No. You helped me buy my Lamborghini, and you also helped me buy my
the Range Rover,
my G-Wagon.
I was there for the G-Wagon.
Who was I? Who was I in 2017? I was out of my mind.
I love it.
I'm just glad that I just dipped my toe in that like world, and I'm just like, okay, this is ridiculous. It really is. It's ridiculous. I should not be driving a fucking Lamborghini Urus.
But if you can, why not?
I honestly, I don't know why I thought having a car like that would bring me more opportunities, and it didn't. And it didn't
what
bring
kind
me
of opportunities.
I don't know, Matt. I just had this like weird. Girls? I just had.
It's one of those things you tell yourself. Yes, to justify. Yeah. Like if I pull up in this, people will respect me. They're gonna know. I mean business.
Yeah.
And they're gonna offer me crazy deals. And you're like, I'll take the car.
So stupid. Yeah, I just wasn't thinking. But
meanwhile I'm in the background like, do it.
Also, it helped a lot that Heath like loves that shit. So yeah. Like it felt good when I got something. He was like my biggest supporter. He was like the most excited, and he would like, yeah, he would just like, he would just be excited for me when I had these expensive vehicles.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at 4 things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking. And yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
I hate buying cars, though.
Like, that's the best thing in the world.
It's pretty frustrating. It's great having a buddy and someone there to like negotiate it, but why does it have to be this complicated?
Yeah.
Just buying a vehicle. I like CarMax because there's no haggling. Yeah, it's straight up. They're not going to like wheel and deal with you. Yeah. You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
But it's I remember before going in, I was watching all these TikToks, trying to like understand all these tips and tricks on how to handle it, learn to walk away. But I brought Mike and negotiated and all went well. It's just like,
I'm just like I'm personally a terrible negotiator. I'm really bad. Like anytime they say a price, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, me too. I'm like
I don't fight it. Cause I just feel bad in my head is like, oh, I don't want to take this salesperson's like income because that's his, you know, he has a family to feed. He has rent. Like, I don't want to have to, because when they go down, their payment goes down. Their commission goes down.
Yeah.
So I just like.
But wouldn't you think that they made it higher so that they can?
Because sometimes they want to sell more cars because then they get bonuses based on how many cars they sold, not really the commission. They're trying to hit their quotas.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. There's certain car dealers who get like 100 sales like a month. And then there's some guys who can only sell like 12. Like,
Are you talking about dealerships or sales?
Salesmen, car salesmen.
Yeah.
How some people are just naturally gifted at selling.
Yeah.
I'm just fascinated by people who have it figured out and are able to like be the top guy.
I think it's just if you're passionate, like I would sell the shit out of a car because like I know them in and out. Like I like it. It's fun to me. I'm like, dude, you got to check out this feature. It does this. It does this. Like I would sit with the person and be like, no, like let me show you the rundown. But I feel like there's some people that like it could be a job for them. They might not be as interested or invested in the car as like another worker would. They're like, yeah, I guess if you like it, like, you know.
Right.
And also, buying a car, I feel like just a human reaction is like usually guilt. Like every time I buy, whenever I'd buy every a new time. Car, I'd feel guilt immediately.
Buyer's remorse.
And they do such a good job of making you so not guilty about this purchase that it like, it just makes you feel good. But then once you leave them and you go home, you get all that guilt that you should have felt before the purchase. Settles in. It's really interesting.
I'll never forget when we went to the Mercedes dealership. I was with Zane and we literally just pulled in just to like look, like dead ass just to look. And the salesman comes up and he starts talking. He's like, oh, we'll get you out the door in this today. And Zane looked him dead in the eye. First thing he said was, I'm not buying the car today. I just want to look at what they look like. I think they're cool. I'm not buying the car. An hour later, he's...
Did you hear what he said right after I said that? After I was like stern with him, he goes, "That's what they all say."
Oh, yes.
Literally said that. And I left with a car that day. It was unbelievable. But that was the one where you negotiated it down like 30K. You saved me like 30, 40K. Wow. That was fucking insane.
And it's kind of crazy too. Car salesmen are also playing the owners as well, or like the managers of the car dealership too. Like if you're saying, "Hey, I'm just looking to pay just $300 a month. That's all I want." They'll then go in and tell the guy a totally different price.
Uh-huh.
Like saying, "Can we meet them on this?" Like they'll make it even like lower as well. So then the guy will be like, "Okay, that's fine." And then he'll come back to you and go, "Yeah, we can do the 300, even though he just told the guy.
They make it seem like they're chatting about it.
They'll get more as well, but they already got approval on getting this rate. And so they're all playing each other as well.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Wild. And there's so much like bullying with like car dealers as well, like all between each other and who's stealing each other's clients as well.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I listened to a whole podcast where they just mic'd up car dealers all day.
Oh, it was like a car dealer podcast?
Yeah, it's This American Life, which covers all different types of stories, but there's a cars episode that's all about car dealers. It's wild.
Let me know what you want though, Leah. I'll start looking. I'll send you some options.
I'll show you the one that I looked at before I left.
Okay.
Because it looks like a good deal, but I would have took it as is. So I want to see what you have to say about it.
Yeah, let me check it out.
Heath, completely off topic. I'm maneuvering right now. Did you see the music video Reed is in?
Dude, I just saw it right before recording and I texted him.
Harry Styles' new music video.
Did you see it?
No, Heath was explaining about it before we clicked record.
Dude, the thumbnail is him and Harry.
It's him and Harry. Dude, it's insane.
That's amazing.
How did he get that? And
guys, by the way, this is our friend. He's a really good friend of ours who does. He's a stunt, pretty much a stunt guy, and he's in a bunch of movies. He
was in David's vlogs where he would like set himself on fire.
He's been doing a bunch of different stuff, and he's in a ton of different movies. He just doesn't post it. And so seeing this, especially for someone that never posts his work or stuff that he's in, this was such a surprise. And it's so like, look at this. What a shot! Like, bro, he's gonna like. Being able to frame that in your house, so sick.
I'll read you the whole conversation. It was really funny. I texted him. I was just like, "Harry" in all caps with exclamation question mark. And I was like, "Dude, that's insane good shit." And he was like, "Thanks, BB. What you up to?" And I was like, "About to record this pod and talk about you right now." And he was like, "Hey." He goes, "It was sick. I did the explosion in the car and it got hot. I was wearing 3 layers of fire gear and helmet, etc. And the outer layer got completely torched, but it was so fun. Harry was cool and remembered me from when I worked on Dunkirk with him."
Wow.
Whoa. Like, oh my God, I totally forgot he was in Dunkirk.
Guys, this is tea. You're not getting this anywhere else. This is exclusive with Reed. We should bring him on. Reed.
And then I was like, "Not you mogging Harry" in the thumbnail. And he was like, "What is mogging?"
Okay, this new word everyone's saying.
What is that?
I'm so out of the loop.
This is like along with the whole clavicular looks maxing thing. I've heard about mogging. Wait, can before. I say what
so,
I think
so
it is?
I sent him a screenshot and it was, it says, "Mogging is a Gen Z slang term for looking significantly better, more attractive, or more stylish than people around you."
Oh.
But it sounds bad. Like mugging, mogging.
Mogging, yeah.
Is this, you think you look, it's like, you think you look like that, or?
It's just a fact.
No. It's if somebody mogs you, like somebody standing next to you that looks significantly better than you.
They're mogging me.
Who's mogging in this room?
Got it.
I just got a haircut,
so yeah, I feel like I'm mogging right now.
Yeah, Zane's looks maxing right now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Maxing, this is my max.
Your looks maxing.
This conversation makes me feel so old.
And it originates from AMOG, which is alpha male of group. So that's what the mogging comes from, is alpha male. So it's an alpha male dominant kind of thing.
And then Matt's over there just jester maxing right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
What a time to be alive. What is jester maxing a real thing?
Yeah.
What does this mean?
It's such a perfect word for what it is. Like, it sounds really stupid, but then I looked it up. I was like, okay, it's cool.
Okay, jester maxing is an internet slang term that refers to the practice of over-the-top, frantic, entertaining, or acting like a fool to gain attention, social clout, or compensate for perceived lack of physical attractiveness. How dare you, Heath? but I can see I kind of...
Like, you're acting like a jester, just being a clown,
I just want people to have a good time.
Jester maxing is a great word.
Dude, it's so condescending. I love it.
I kind of like it, though. Not like right? To that's, do, that's but just to too. Identify it. Next time I'm like out socially, be like, that dude's just a jester maxing.
Does that fall in the same category as aura farming or whatever?
Yeah. It's the same world.
Now clarify aura farming too. That's just like creating a better vibe for yourself. Aura farming is the intentional, often repetitive act of performing actions to appear cool, confident, or charismatic, specifically to boost one's social standing or aura points. Okay. So
what did I say the other day? I said something. My friend's like, "You're so millennial." Say aura farming or aura. I was like, "I'm not gonna be running around saying aura."
What did you say though? What I did you say instead of that?
I gotta remember what I said.
Vibes.
I think it was vibey or it was vibin.
Oh wow,
it was swaggy. I think I said.
Oh, swaggy. Girl. Yikes! That's a little. That's very 2013.
Yeah, like, that swaggy. Is. And swaggy is like a little.
But that's
yeah.
just like I was driving. I was like, "Ooh, that's swaggy." Oof. You know? No, really.
That's fine.
Oh, I thought it was fun.
That's right. How are the kids that you nanny, how do they talk? Do they talk like that?
I don't nanny.
She doesn't nanny.
She's a star now, Zane.
I'm a
personal assistant. But I am around them. Yeah.
So, my bad. Your close friends.
What he always says. Let me put my butt.
I'm sorry.
What?
How old is?
11.
Jesus, 11. Shut the fuck up.
11.
Let me think of the word that he always says.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Jerbear.
Like never heard of Gyat.
Like Gyat, Gyat, Gyat.
I thought Gyat was that's, big butt.
Like Gyat damn.
Gyat damn.
Oh, Gyat. Oh my, I thought it was like, oh dang, you got a big yacht. Like a big yacht. Like Matt.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at 4 things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable, and will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
Yeah,
Matt's last episode, a big yacht.
I'm going to try. I feel like there were so many people giving me tips in the comments on the last episode on how to work out my glutes. Gyat is an African-American vernacular English exclamation derived from heavily emphasized pronunciation of goddamn, specifically goddamn.
I love it. It's Gyat. Great. I feel like every single one of these phrases say Twitch right after. Like, oh, some Twitch streamer.
Oh my, wait, that's so funny because I knew it was that, but then I saw something else that it was an acronym for girl yo ass thick.
Oh!
That works too. Oh. That works.
You guys remember that video where it's like, They're in a courthouse like on trial.
Oh,
and the guy.
Yeah.
No.
Zane, it was at church.
It was in a courthouse. And the lawyer's reading something that he said to her. He's like, and then he says, "Your Honor, girl, you are thicker than a bowl of oatmeal."
Oh yeah.
I thought you were talking about a different clip. There was one where it was like
that
a
clip
pastor.
Right there. He's in like handcuffs.
And then he gestures like, "Damn right, I said that."
Hitting on officers.
Trying to pick her up and saying, "Girl, you're thicker than a bowl of oatmeal."
I love that she like puts a voice to it. Like girl. She doesn't just read it. She just goes, "Girl, you are thicker than a bowl of oatmeal."
Yeah.
Oh my. And I can't believe this is real. That's insane.
Zane, I thought you were talking about the clip that just went viral. It was like a pastor who was sitting there up. He had like the Bible open and he's like, you know, he's preaching, he's doing his thing, and then a lady walks by and he's just like talking. He goes, "Lord, forgive me for I have sinned."
Oh, but
was that
and
real?
It was just like, yeah, it's Jesus. Just so perfect.
Somebody pray for Pastor. He fell into temptation.
And it wasn't a bit. I'm surprised he did that up there. That's crazy.
Do you guys Twitch? Like live streaming, right?
Like. Live stream.
No, I don't watch any Twitch streamers, but I like watch clips of their content on like my feed.
Okay, but do you watch like the ones like the Island Boy ones, the live streamers? Like
who's Island Boys?
The Island Boys.
Oh, the twins.
Yeah. Do you ever watch? Oh, like, I didn't know they did shit group still. Of people on live streams. No. I'm so invested into that trash.
And like, they're like doing 24-hour streams. Like they're
24 hours.
Wow.
And all of their drama, baby mama drama, custody battles. Like I got this girl Brie Olsen on there with her custody battle 2K and baby went like it's
crazy. Oh, you're following all this right now.
And, because I'm so invested at night, like when I'm scrolling, and then now it's just my feed.
I can't believe it's your feed. I thought you were sitting there on Twitch watching live. I'm the like,
clips,
damn, Leah.
The clips of it.
I like Vanilla Mace. Is that her name?
Her clips, yeah.
Yes, she's just funny. She's just, I love her attitude.
That clip you sent me of her and her friend going down the elevator. Heath, they're in a parking garage, and this girl was trying to find their car. I feel like they were high. It just, that was the vibe of the whole video. She and her friend, they look across, and they see a ramp going down. They're like, oh, let's take the elevator. They go in the elevator. They come out the other side. They walk around, and it's literally right down the ramp. But it was this whole thing. It was this whole thing that they were trying to find.
Yeah,
you have to watch it. It's hard to explain it.
They went into the elevator thinking that they were like on a whole new floor, yeah. And they just had gone down. Just like I love that her funny. Friend gestures to the wall, going, "We legit just went in this and went down."
just so funny.
Wait, is that the Sherman Oaks Galleria?
Yeah.
To be fair, that is very confusing. That's where we do our voiceovers, and that's like the office there. But that is, I'm always lost.
I have a Florida Man segment.
I love Florida Man segments. Let's go.
So it's this thing we're trying to get it to catch on.
Yeah, we're trying to revive it.
Talk about
the show.
Stuff that's going on in Florida, and I thought this one was perfect too because it's something Matt and I talk about all the time, and it has to do with quicksand.
Oh boy, which we always thought would be a thing as adults. We'd be seeing quicksand all the time. As a kid, you think like, oh, that is in the world.
Yeah.
Also, and then as you get older, you're like, oh, it's not real. It's just fake. Quicksand is real.
It is.
It's definitely real. Yeah.
Is it only in certain parts of the world?
Like bogs.
I thought you only see this in like the Amazon forest, like in the middle of a forest.
Well, I had no idea. But there's this guy in Florida who got stuck in quicksand, and these people came out to like rescue him, and it's like up to his shoulders.
Oh no. What?
He is stuck. One of the guys goes out there to try to help him, and then that guy gets stuck in the quicksand. Watch this.
Oh my God.
It is crazy.
Oh shit, that's Miramar.
That's the guy who went out to go help and got stuck.
And that's like proper sand, too. Like, I always say quicksand, it like really is just like
that
mud.
That looks like normal
that you're
sand.
Sinking in.
That's
like,
crazy.
And so you don't. They're bringing out ladders, which I always think is, I know that ladders are useful in quicksand, but it's like a way for them to hold on to, but without because they can walk on it without sinking more into it. That makes sense. Oh my gosh.
Insane.
And it goes into the night. Oh dear. You know what always fucks me up about quicksand is that, remember the movie Neverending Story?
Yeah, we've talked about that.
And that horse, Atreyu or whatever, and that little fucking
Falcor.
Atreyu.
But dude, play the end of the clip, Jared, and just listen to what's like the last thing said.
They say considering his mental state, no charges will be filed against him.
You can get in trouble?
Maybe.
Well, was he on the run? Was he trespassing?
I don't know. It's just like charges will not be. But it's like.
Do they know where quicksand is?
How you can get arrested for getting stuck in quicksand?
No, well, I'm also thinking of, there's probably a sign that's saying proceed in this area with caution. Yeah. And if you get stuck, you can get fined and get in trouble. You know how there's that really, I think it's in Michigan. There's that really steep hill that's like on a beach. And there's a sign that says, if you get stuck and we have to get you up from this hill, you're gonna be fined $5,000.
It's like a ride on the like the ambulance. Like, you know, they're gonna like
apparently, which is mental
crazy.
State.
I feel like that these type of situations, I don't understand how you can charge somebody unless there was a sign that says like go at your own risk.
Also like considering his mental state, like I need to figure out what exactly was going on with this.
His mental state?
Like he might have a mental disability and just doesn't know.
Oh, is that what they meant?
Mental state.
I thought they meant like, how was he doing? Because they've been trying to pull him out.
I thought it was. I would be traumatized if I was going lower and lower in quicksand for all day. It looked like
imagine
they were there
just like digging and it's still just going.
That's, and the more you push yourself out, the more it sucks you in. It's insane how quicksand. Yeah, it's wild.
Also, another scary thing too is like,
where do you go after that?
Skiing or snowboarding? Like, you know how like up against the trees, the snow is super soft. It's like quicksand. It will suck you in and you will get trapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like up against those, dude, it's terrifying.
And I think about that with sinkholes all the time, just like random sinkholes, people who are just at intersections, just in some random suburb, and then just the ground goes clunk and like their cars just crash. I'm always like
insane
processing that, like in a car being like, how did I just
the earth is falling. Like it's just like that feeling would be insane driving
and
on
just
the road.
Knowing that there's just these gaps of no foundation underneath us.
All right,
where,
well, I didn't know about that one.
You know, also what I think about too, like, you know, like on the side of like, when you're going to Big Bear and you're driving up the mountain, like, and it's like off the side of the mountain. Like I'm just like, one day, if that rock decides that it wants to just, it doesn't want to hold up anymore.
Yeah.
The whole
isn't that
fucking
called an avalanche?
Falling
rocks.
Yeah.
Or is that just snow?
Jared, avalanche is
look
snow.
Look up. There's this. Well, Mariah's brother was telling me about it because he's like, next time you come out, I want to take you there. There's this place not too far away in Pennsylvania that like got abandoned and all underground in the whole city is on fire and has been on fire for like years.
Wait, what?
Underneath the floor of this town is just burning on fire.
It's because is there gas like that's coming up from the ground that is causing it to be like this eternal flame like going?
I don't know.
Makes
I wanted
no sense.
To yeah, like just under the like everything is just
so it's only under whoa. It's under this city or under this
yeah, I don't know if it's like the root system or just like, you know how there's like dirt and
it's a
like,
mine. It's a mine fire. So but then I bet everyone had to move out of this town because they were just
they're all out. Yeah. There's like apparently there's like 10 people that like still live there. But I think it's been burning for like 50 years or something.
Since 1983.
What if that's where that's where the entrance to hell is?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
T.
In Pennsylvania.
And the devil is alive.
Bottoms up and the devil laughs.
It is also true, like Seattle, I learned, is like there's a whole separate layer underneath Seattle that they like built. I'm trying to describe this right. So basically, Seattle, I think like the city was sinking at one point back like in the 20s, and they were like, we have to build a whole new layer on top of this city to prevent it from like still sinking. Oh. So there's all of these streets and old building fronts they had to build on top of it.
But
that's all still underneath
Seattle.
They couldn't
fill it. Like why?
Okay, the two-level section of town existed until 1907 when the bubonic plague hit Seattle and Panic City leaders shut down the underground and it wasn't evacuated until the 1960s.
They can't just fill it up with like fucking
cement or something? It's still there. There's old fronts of buildings and everything.
It's a lot of like major cities too. I don't know. Could be the mud flood.
The mud flood.
Mud flood. I like that.
What's the mud flood?
I don't know. There's like a bunch of theories about this like mud flood that happened, and like buried like first layer of like buildings and stuff, and then they just like were like fuck it, just built on top of it after.
I mean, we're human. We're humans. We're lazy. You know, I could see them doing that. Fuck it.
Don't. Yeah. Why dig it out?
That's how I would do it.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I love abandoned things.
It's so
like water parks
or in failed things too. Yeah. I don't like when failure happens for like something that's important, like a rail system. But like, you know, LAX, when you take off under, there's all those like streets, but it's all blocked off. That was once a neighborhood that they were going to build. But then LAX was like, no, we need this land for like safety measures. Yeah. And so that was all supposed to be like this subdivision. I think there were some model houses and people did live on it, but that's all residential streets of a neighborhood that they just got
never
rid of.
Wow.
Weird. Oh, have
like
you
that I that's like that. The abandoned thing. We fly over
that's
every
crazy.
Time.
And that was a neighborhood. That was like a neighborhood.
It was a residential neighborhood.
did anything. That's crazy.
I even think there were houses on it at one point. But yeah, what were you saying, Heath?
Did you hear about the water park, like lake lagoon thing they used to have halfway to Vegas?
Yes. Oh. I feel like,
dude, and thinking about it, it's like perfect. And I wish it was still a thing, but it was like very, very short lived. But it was like this super dangerous, like toxic, disgusting water park that they built in the middle of nowhere. And it got like completely abandoned. But if you watch like the videos from back in the day, dude, people are like, dude, it is so cool. And I'm like,
oh, it was popping. Just, like it was like people loved it.
Yeah. But then it was just like really like gross or something. It was in the middle of like the desert.
I forget
what it was called, but it was like some lagoon.
I think water parks are going to become like something that we used to have.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can see in like 10, 15 years, water parks just don't exist anymore in this country.
Really?
They're pretty gross, yeah, when you think
they're
about
just
it.
Like, it's so fucking unsanitary. And when you really look at those slides, it's fucking nasty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When Heath, my brother, we decided we wanted to go to Blizzard Beach. You know Blizzard Beach in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the big water parks in Orlando. We wanted to get there first because, you know, the lines for water parks are so fucking long because mm-hmm. people take so long. So
with their tubes hitting you.
We got there as soon as it opened. So we got to do every slide when there was nobody there. And you truly see how disgusting it is when there's nobody covering it.
Ew.
Because when you see everybody people peeing everywhere, yeah, it's like it you can't really tell. But everything was moldy and fucking...
Ugh.
It was gross. After that day, I don't think our family ever went to a water park.
Really?
Again.
I yeah, do thoroughly enjoy that.
It really grossed everybody out. I've always wanted to do the water, like the one it shoots, like the roller coaster water.
Oh,
ride.
The one
like,
that you go off the edge?
Off the edge.
And you like fly?
No, not that one.
It's like
one.
A big slide and you just go like up in the air?
Not that one, but Heath, I've always wanted to do that, but I could see me fucking my back up. Sciatica would be back immediately. Because dude, that's a tall fall.
It's high.
High. Tall fall.
There's always like nasty band-aids just floating around.
Ooh.
Just going right by you on the lazy river.
Have
Shit's
you guys been
nasty.
To Great Wolf Lodge?
You know what? Fuck I yeah. haven't.
That one I like. I mean, I did. I've just been there because I'm a nanny, but I would love. I love going there.
What's it's here?
It's like an indoor water park like resort for families.
It's like an hour and a half away.
There's one in Grapevine, Texas. There's a handful like all yeah. across the world now.
That one's cool.
Heath, isn't there one in Lifetime? You were saying?
Yeah, they have a whole water park in there.
Why would they have a water park at a Lifetime?
Because it's sick.
It just doesn't.
Like
it
a Lifetime gym?
It's in this gym. Oh. It doesn't make sense to me, though.
It's something for the kids. Well, dad goes that. Lift some Zane, weights, you know?
Zane, look at that.
That's fun. That's
Wait,
fun.
That's in your gym?
And then go look at the, go two pictures over to the right. Yeah, dude, they're sick.
Wait, that's insane. Wait, this is the one that's yours?
They all, like most of them have like a crazy water park.
Wow.
And they've got like cabanas in the back. Oh, dude.
All right. Oh, they serve. Oh, they have a bar at the gym too.
Here?
Which? No, the Lifetime.
When I went to Nashville.
Yeah.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
At the gym?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Can I tell you about my dog park?
No.
It's a full bar.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Dog people.
Yeah.
Do
yeah,
you
yeah.
have a membership?
Yes, but I got, so remember the time we were trying to get Cremota in there?
Yeah.
At the time I didn't have Rue, but we met with like the owner of the park and whatever.
Yeah.
And, anyway, by the time I got Rue, I was like, I need to bring her here. It's literally so fun. Like, everyone's
looks
dumb.
Like Coachella like, for dogs.
Laura DIY brings her dog here.
Yeah, I was just yeah. about
that,
to say.
That was the first Laura time DIY I bought that place.
Yeah. And it's so fun. Like, the other week, they had snow day, and they had the whole park with snow, and all the dogs had their ski goggles
cool.
on. But
oh,
if you look around,
cute.
It's so cute.
Oh, damn, they got money?
They host
yeah,
really good events.
That's
so
expensive.
It's like $120 a month, but they had a trivia night. They had these sake-based margaritas. Bitch, I got...
Ooh.
And I found Liam, the owner, and yeah. I go, hey Liam, it's me, I'm Zane's assistant. And he goes, oh my god, how are you? I was like, oh, I'm a member now, like I have a dog. He goes, gotta get you on the pack list. I'm like, what's the pack list? So now I pay $40 a month.
I wow. feel like
okay. damn.
I feel yeah. like it's a great place to meet other people too,
so
like
fun.
meet
it's
a,
such
you know,
a good conversation, like yeah, there could be a cute guy there and I could be like, oh, which one's yours?
Exactly. It's a
how's your dating life?
Oh,
non-existent.
I bet a lot of
come to the
yeah,
dog
no,
park.
No, yeah. I just like I, you know, I'm like very private. You know that. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. No dates.
You should come to the dog park though.
Yeah,
loaded
a little
with
meet
hotties.
Cute.
Yeah, but like I want to bring a dog.
Bring Rue.
And
I'll be there.
I'll bring a fake
dog. Yeah, don't show up to a dog park without a dog. Yeah.
Wait, I do. I've done that.
But you cannot. That's
mad weird.
You guys, it's a dog member. They have to.
To talk to meet?
No, just like had a couple of beers with friends when we walk by a dog park. Let's like just go in and like, I don't know, look at people's dogs.
Your dog has to pass a test to get here, so you can't just bring a random dog. But you could bring
Rue.
Wait,
what's the test that you have
it's
to?
It's like a temperament test. So you bring your dog in, they put this yellow collar on them.
That should be mandatory. That's
friendly,
good.
Not friendly.
But no, I don't know how Rue, I started seeing her get nasty at the end. And I was like,
oh my God. Okay, yeah. Wait, go back. That's Ariana. Look,
the DJ.
The DJ that DJs all the parties.
Wait, that's amazing. Yeah, on Fridays, they do Sounds and Hounds. It's the DJ night. Yeah.
Woof, woof. Who let the dogs out?
It's actually so fun. And yeah, they have a bar and food. And
oh, Lauren's dogs are so cute.
It's so like the Target dog, right?
Yeah.
What kind of dogs are those?
I forget what it's called.
It's a crazy skull.
It's very, very LA.
Do you know what it's called, that breed?
I do, but I'm drawing a blank right now. It's something
bull terrier.
American. Bull terrier.
English bull terrier.
Oh, I thought it was a different name.
You know what I learned recently about animals? Like, okay, think of like just animals that we know.
Okay.
Like, what are they? The generic animals that we know.
When I think of an animal, what's the first thing I think of? I think of a lion,
yes.
Elephant.
Yes.
I think of a giraffe.
Yes.
I don't think of a dog and cat.
Now, don't you think it's interesting that there are tens of thousands of different animals all across the world?
Yeah.
Why are these the certain animals that we as like in American culture know?
Because when we were as kids, that's where the animals that we would see in our books.
Exactly. And why were those the animals that were seen in our books?
You gotta go a layer deeper, Zane.
I'm curious if you guys could maybe figure it out, but it's something I learned, but it's okay if you don't know.
Way deeper than like what we
see. There's a reason why that these are like the main animals that we see.
Because Epstein's obviously. Because
it was in the files.
Yeah, it was in the files. So, no, can you explain why?
It's because those animals can be trained to perform stunts. Now, to add the extra layer to it, basically around like the Industrial Revolution, before that time, you could ask any American what an elephant or what a giraffe is. They would have had no clue.
Okay.
And once we created trains and rail systems, that's when the rise of the circus was started. And so these were the first times as Americans that we were seeing what these other animals are from all across the world.
Huh.
And because these animals, like tigers, bear elephants and stuff, they can be trained to jump through hoops and, you know, I don't know, put their foot on a ball, all of that. That is why that's in our schema of just our generic go-to animals is because it comes from the circus.
Yeah, I mean, that
it's
makes
not,
complete sense.
There's all these different animals around the world that we could have been as popular as the ones we know.
Yeah.
But
and every time I like,
it's because
even,
of the circus,
even the word animal, like I immediately think of the red box, the animal crackers, like the lion, it's just like, that's,
aren't those circus cookies?
Circus crackers, circus cookies,
and it all makes sense.
The circus cookies are the pink ones with sprinkles.
Sorry, yeah. I was talking about Barnum's.
Yeah,
like Barnum and Bailey's,
those
which is the circus.
Crackers.
But it used to be like they were all in a cage, like on a train.
It was a red box, and I remember yellow lines, and it looked like they were behind a cage,
and it had like a cloth, almost like handle too that you could like pick up. Yes,
yes,
yes. See, then they were like, let's not keep those animals behind cages,
yeah.
right? Let's let them roam free. But
damn,
wow, that's just crazy.
That just took me back.
It's throwback.
Oh, I do love.
Do you like playing animal crackers?
Yeah, kinda. They were good in like elementary school when you got some animal crackers. You felt like you were getting like
they're
some
filling.
Sustenance.
Was there other
they were
flavors?
Filling.
No, I'm just like, those were the first ones as kids we'd eat it. But I'd let that shit sog in my mouth.
Yes.
Why did we all live the same childhood?
Yes. But dude, these frosted ones,
okay, those are good. Those are elite.
Dude, these are crack, bro.
You know what brought me back is I saw on TikTok the other day, this mom got her girls a pencil box, and then she's like, we got to make bookmarkers. And she did the coloring and then put the glue so it dries and you pull it off. You know that your pencil box has that square?
Yes.
And it would say like something maker?
Yeah.
And then you put you would color it. You'd make a design and then you put Elmer's glue.
And you would make like a bookmark.
Yes, and it would dry.
And you would peel it off the top. Yes. Leah, yes.
Jared, do you know what you're talking about?
I'm just using
DIY bookmark glue pencil box.
Yeah.
This was like a 90s kid thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you would put the glue.
Yes.
And that made me want to buy a pencil box. I'm like, I used to love this shit.
Yeah, oh
I would
my.
Put it in my desk like after class, and then I'd come back the next day.
That lumpy ass bookmark.
Dude, you know that they made money. Literally, every kid had it. Every single person I went to school had that.
It was like it was mandatory.
But for school supplies for you guys, did your parents go and buy your school supplies like for yourself, or did you buy like the school supplies pack? It was a way of like a bundle deal that you got all your school supplies instead of having to go.
We got a list.
No, we got a list, yeah. And then we give it to our parents. Our parents would have to would go to like Office Target. Max, Office Depot, Target.
Yeah. We did they bundles. It was just a way to like save money. Maybe it was a PTA thing. It was also like a fundraiser. Oh, it was a way to also help kids who didn't have that much money like get it for a bulk discount.
Oh, man.
It was a good program, but that's cool. For me, school supplies, we never had to go shop for it. We would just
that was my favorite get it up. Thing. Yeah. In a folder.
That was getting the fresh pencils mm-hmm. and fresh fucking folders. Oh, yes.
My little pencil pouch.
Remember there was Crayola and then there was Rosart, and Rosart kind of.
Oh, I don't. Mm.
Rosart
you know
was
what?
Like oilier, wasn't it?
Rosart nice. Crayons would just like crack. Yes! You would go like, all right, yes! here we go.
Bro, they came out like wax.
That's
it was
what
like
I said.
More
I liked
waxy.
It. It was
yeah.
like nice.
I met a girl who's like the heiress to Rosart.
Shut up.
And she was like, my family found a Rosart. I was like, really? Your crown sucks. And she like, but she died laughing. She really like,
that's
she was surprised
hilarious.
I knew. I'm like, oh yeah, I need Rosart.
Wait, she told you that? She was like, oh, I'm the heir. Like, how did you find out?
Her last name, Rosart.
What was it? Oh, she was showing me a photo of her brother. And her brother was like, as a kid in a Rosart ad. And I'm like, he modeled for Rosart? She's like, well... No, this is my family.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, yeah. She knew what she was doing.
And I was like, fascinating.
And that's exactly what I would do too.
The one picture to show.
Yeah, right. This is my brother.
This is my brother.
He's clearly in a commercial. Like, he's obviously four. We're gonna ask.
He's four.
Dandelion's coming back as a crayon color for Crayola.
Is it gray?
No, it's yellow. One. But everyone, it was like popular in the 90s for us as kids, but then they got rid of it. And then this girl on TikTok was like the number one biggest fan of Dandelion. She would collect all.
Oh, it was like the mustard
crayons.
Yellow. Yes,
yes,
I remember that.
It's a good yellow.
That is a good yellow.
The
I
other
remember
yellow
that.
Was like too bright, and it was like you couldn't
what
like
gave
get
you an, gray from Dandelion.
I was thinking of like an actual because I don't remember like the color, but I, like you just said Dandelion in my head. Dandelion's fucking gray.
It's a flower.
It's white.
You're thinking of yeah. What are those called?
Dandelions.
Oh,
that's what they turn into.
Yeah.
When they die.
That honestly, oh. I had the same thought as Zane. I was like, what? It's
I thought I was going crazy.
Crayon?
I thought I was going crazy. Yeah.
Yo, I'm going kind of crazy. I thought those were two separate like
two. I didn't know that.
I didn't
I
even know.
Say it.
I didn't even
like,
know
shit.
That. I thought
and they're always next to each other, but I always thought it was just yeah. two different buds.
They grew
oh
together.
My gosh.
They're that's best used.
I insane. Forgot that yellow dandelions existed.
I didn't know dandelion was a flower. I thought it was a fucking cotton ball.
I was, you're
oh,
like,
look, what color, other color are dandelions?
No, what I just, whenever I think of dandelions or whenever I hear it, I think of the white fuzzball.
Oh, so
I don't think
that is the dandelion. It's just
yeah,
when it's
but
dying.
It's dead.
And it's about to spread its seeds into the wind.
Yeah.
That's a great little trivia. Like, what's one thing that's more popular when it's dead?
Oh, that's
you know
good.
How, you know how they do that shit. Like, what's more, like, the trick questions?
Yeah, I'm really bad at those.
That's I thought there were two different flowers. Yes. That's so funny. Did we all, are finding this out for the first time? All five of us?
Kind of, yeah.
Because you never four see it, like, happy. It's just, like, overnight, it just turns into this that. White puffball. But
can we watch like the evolution of it? Like
yeah,
changing?
Like a time
actually,
lapse?
Yeah, let's, you know, let's take the next hour to watch
yeah,
it
like
with
a sped
us.
Up version.
Oh, because we're going to recognize all these phases and we're like, oh,
there it is.
Okay.
Okay. Blooming. It blooms. Lovely.
And then
here it goes.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, and back up.
Oh.
Okay. So we see that a lot.
Yes
but I would think that means it's about to bloom. And then it just
bloom
goes
into a dandelion.
Yes.
That's
it. All makes
it
sense.
It looks like Trunchbull's about to pop out that flower.
Yo, I need to go touch some grass. I have not gotten out in
touch
like
touch some dandelions.
Yeah, okay. Just I need to go like just sit around in a field.
That's okay. Whoa.
What? Then what happens to this? I guess we'll find out. What happens?
I bet
to
it
this
just
thing?
Like
it falls off.
Yeah,
falls.
Oh,
what? Actually, flies off.
What a beautiful way to die. That. What a
and
beautiful
then
death.
Goes,
yeah.
And then you're
just
gone
worthless,
with the wind.
Worthless.
Actually, it's kind of cute though. It's a wish.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone's
so
dreams.
Insane.
Or then you do like, he loves me, he loves me not.
Maybe dandelion's my new favorite flower.
This is like, wow, that was like really deep. Like, my heart is.
Yeah. There's something emotional about that for sure.
Or no, I think my lump is back.
Uh oh.
I thought I felt something.
What lump?
What? Oh, yeah.
From the hot tub?
Oh, your folliculitis.
I do want to just say thank you to the girls. So remember the last episode I was on, I told you about the hot guy who owned the coffee shop.
Oh, yeah. We went through his Instagram.
You also blocked everything out. I didn't know. Because remember, I was like, shout him out.
Everyone, we did. I remember. We're like, just in case.
I got scared.
Okay, so so these girls who are viewers saw him on New Year's at a bar and ran up to him because they knew exactly who I was talking about.
No way.
It's very obvious. If you know who he is, like, he's hot.
You know, you know.
Yeah, you know, you know. So then he DM'd me and was like, what? So you guys don't support small businesses or something like that? And I, he said, and I was like, what? I was like, when I saw his name in my DMs, I was like, oh my God. But yeah, so some girls ran up to him and was like, oh my God, this girl was talking about you on a podcast. And he's like, wow, didn't shout us out. So Sava Surf.
So do we want to shout him out now?
We'll shout him out now.
Yes, Sava Surf.
Okay, so
Sava Surf, at Sava Surf, that's his handle. And is it the name
well,
of
like
his
the coffee shop?
Oh, the name is coffee shop.
We don't, so, we don't need to shout him out.
Well, are you going on a date with it? Like, what's the vibe?
Nothing really.
Is he single still?
Yeah.
Because remember, he had just kind
of really
broken
came
up
of it. We like DM'd for like a second, but nothing, anything crazy.
Okay.
I saw him at like a outside of a bar and I was like, yo, hot.
Well, but, I mean, the fact he reached out to you first.
Yes,
so.
And he offered
that says
me,
a lot.
He said, and thank you. I feel like some people came in, so come in for free coffee, which I have yet to do. So.
Leo!
You got to go in. Yeah, you got to go
maybe
and get
I'll just
that.
Head there right now, actually.
Maybe. Yeah, go right after this and then come back and give us an update.
Because, yeah, ride that wave.
I mean,
okay, man.
No pun intended.
You have to take these moments, Leo, because you don't know. What if this guy is your man and you want to make sure you do this before the show comes?
He actually should get me before the show comes out.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Just like, just see what's going on there. You know?
Yeah. No, I'm so emotionally
because if you're in a relationship, season two, you break up, you cheat on him. I don't know. It could get crazy.
We can make a deal. Actually, be like, hey, for looks, we should pretend to be in a relationship. I'm gonna cheat on you in season two.
Yeah. I people who fake relationships is so crazy.
No, it's actually like, wild.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of the Love Island ones are fake.
I'm kidding. I just faked one of them. With an older woman.
Yeah, right.
Hey, that was
yeah,
AI,
who would do
right?
that? What was it? I know you talked about it on Basically, but what?
No, Zane, okay. The amount of DMs I got from people that know, like,
Leah,
know
it's
that-
not just, every single person I know reached out to them because they were too scared to reach out to me.
Why?
Because they thought it was real. So I think they were just like, we were here February 12th, right? February 12th, Bella, who helps me with content, she's just like, you should do something for Valentine's Day. And I'm like, no, I don't usually like do holidays. So I'm just like, I don't, I'm good. And then I was like, well, I was like, I just thought of something really cool. I was like, what if I did a whole carousel with like just an older, like a much older lady for Valentine's Day, just as a joke, obvious joke. She's like, okay, let's do it. And I was like, no, that's unrealistic. She finds this lady through a casting site.
Oh, she's real.
Wow, she's okay.
Real.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so we took the picture. Everybody was either confused, reaching out, thinking it was real, thought it was AI.
I think I commented.
There are so many different reasons why people were just confused and freaking out, right? I never showed a video of her, nothing. It was just these pictures and a lot of people thought it was AI.
I thought, well, I was like, he either hired someone or it's really good AI.
No,
or you like perfected it, Photoshop, AI did a bit. Like it looked really
look
realistic.
At her just chilling.
I think actually Remy came up with that. Either Remy or Danielle. Somebody came up with this idea like, oh, you should like
post a carousel.
No, not the carousel. Like
the
bring
podcast.
Her on.
Do
oh.
something. And I was like, and to me, like, I don't like to take a bit too far. Like once I do it once, I'm like the magic.
That's
is
done. Yeah,
it's done. And the only reason why we did this was because Heath brought up a good point. The fact that you didn't do any videos with her, there's no proof.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so I feel like we're allowed to do one more bit with her. And I thought bringing her to basically where every, like, Alicia.
And we thought a pregnancy announcement would be the best.
Yeah. Alicia's jealous. Remy's excited. Heath is like, we just thought that would be really funny. And so we did a whole bit where she came on and we had like a 6-minute conversation of how we've been together for a year.
Wait,
and I've been
hilarious.
Keeping
this.
What?
And just like it. And obviously everybody watching, you could tell it's like, you know, like it was fun. We did it in good light. And she,
I'm
who
sure
loved it more than anybody was her.
I was
she
say,
loved
it. Probably
it.
Made her day.
What's her name?
Beth.
Beth. Yeah. Of course.
What's so awesome about Beth is that when I, on her casting thing, it shows that she was on season one of Beast Games.
Really?
And I didn't recognize her. And then when I went back, I was like, oh my God. But I just thought that was another like, oh, that's so cool. I love Beast Games. I feel like she's a perfect.
Was she in anything else we would know? she's in like Steel Magnolias.
No, no. She's only been doing this for 4 years.
That's so cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Like hitting like a whole new like chapter in your life.
Yeah, that's literally what we're talking about. She said this is the most exciting years of her life, and she's 78.
Hey, your life can start whenever.
It's crazy. Yeah. And that made me so happy. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I'm glad that you're having fun doing this. And I'm glad that we can make add to your excitement. It's so fucking hilarious. I sent this yesterday in her bio. Actors or like people, they'll put in their bio, like, you know,
what
they're known for, the shows. Some actors do that.
She put you.
She put Miss Beast Games, @Zane.
She's like, she puts the date.
I was like, oh, this really looks like we're dating now. But she like put it like innocently. She was just like,
Did you pay her well? Can we talk about
that? Yeah. Yeah. You wanted to know how much I paid her?
Yeah.
$300.
That's not bad.
For
like an hour work.
I would have done that.
Yeah. I was like, fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
It was great.
Easy money.
Go Beth.
She gets like a huge like A24 film.
I hope she does.
Beth, it's me. Beth.
She's like, friends.
Zane.
She's
right.
A good actor. She's a good improv. She killed it when we did that whole thing.
She was so good.
She was so good.
I love that.
She was so good. And her whole story too. She like we were talking a lot. And her whole story is like amazing. I love her.
Make a little TikTok.
Yeah, maybe I am
in love.
Yeah,
he's falling for her hard.
Falling hard. Life alert. Hard.
That's why he couldn't answer your question. He's
right. Still working through Beth.
Oh, what was really cool also under a few comments under the video and also the picture were Beast Games players commenting on there because they recognize her.
Oh, I saw that. Yes,
they're just like, Beth, what the hell are you doing in here? Those comments are really funny.
That's everything.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
So funny.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Have you guys been watching the AI fruits shows on TikTok?
Oh, go
on. Oh, my God. Was talking about
like,
this.
Hi, Apollina. And then the banana like cheats on the apple and like throws her off a cliff.
Yeah, I'm not on that side of TikTok.
I see a lot of the ones with the fruits being like eating themselves in a way or being
like,
fed.
They're like, mommy. It's like a box of like tomatoes. They're like, mommy, where are you going? She's like, I'm doing
I try not to have AI too much AI in my algorithm because it's a lot. Like it stresses me out more than anything. I don't know why. So like I try not to engage with it. I try not to.
How do you get it to stop? Because
It doesn't usually work. You have to do it a lot.
The problem is I just watch it and then I'm like, fuck, it's like not that I love it, but
I don't think you can do uninterested on AI content. It's more like what the AI content, the context of the AI
like
content.
That second one. Oh, like those ones.
Yeah.
Come to the gym, Dickie. Keep my best Dickie entertained.
Don't just worry, AI I'll slop. Take hard care of her.
This is AI. Like to me, this is AI slop.
I like just random subcultures of AI, like the Shape Store. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Or like the North Shore? They're like these just crazy worlds and these like,
the ones where the bed were like, would you sleep in honey? It's like,
I've seen those. Yeah. Or what kind of toilet paper you would like. It's like bubble wrap and shit and like balloons.
And I like sit there like bubble
store.
Wrap.
The Shape Store, the third video where go back, like that guy, like, yo, we're at the Shape Store. It's like, we're buying shapes. Like, and it's just this,
oh my God.
And none of this is real. This is all AI. But it's like these dudes who are like just obsessed about shapes. They're driving these crazy fucking cars. It looks like, I'm like, what the fuck
is this?
See, I would
have fell for this.
Like, I get sucked deep into this.
It's so insane how good it is.
Yeah.
Because it looks like an old video.
That's crazy.
My friend is a social media girl, right? But she makes like graphics and stuff. But the stuff that she could write, like add this, and this with a person, with a silhouette, whatever. And it's boom.
Yeah.
She's like created something.
Did you see the one where it was like they were it was like in an abandoned warehouse or something, flashlight on the it was like a flashlight fisheye type content.
Okay.
And they were pointing at each like old Viner and they'll do old TikTokers.
And they're like
laying like this, like on the floor,
like an
old almost
doll.
Like dead. Yeah, like an old
were
doll.
You in it?
No, I wasn't.
I saw
in
Father
it.
Kelson one. It was like Tumblr.
She was
Queens.
The first one. Yeah, she was the first one, which was crazy.
And then Connor Franta was in one of like the O2L boys and stuff.
Na, 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 where are you now?
Oh,
It's really eerie. No, you should actually pull it up because it's like pretty crazy. Just type in old Viners AI. I feel like it'll pop up.
TikTok is kind of really bad with searches. It looks like that.
It used to be good.
Oh, there it is.
But it's this.
It's exact this, but it's with, and the humans look good too. Like the people that they put in it, it looks good.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's pretty damn freaky.
Zane, have you done the bridge in Tampa?
Yes, that's the that's the bridge we take every time we go to my grandparents.
Is it really, really steep?
I saw this
like video, and it was like showing this like the bridge looked vertical.
Yeah,
and I was like, it
looks
immediately. Oh my God. I started having when I was younger, I used to have a reoccurring nightmare of going up a really vertical bridge and then going over and having to go straight down.
Oh, I've had those dreams.
Oh, I've been on this bridge. This goes to St. Pete.
Yeah, it's Heath, it's not as vertical. Once you're on it, it doesn't feel that
vertical.
It's like
an optical illusion.
Yeah, it's an optical illusion.
But
yeah,
like there was this picture where it looked like it was straight up, and I was like, I've had that nightmare my whole life, and this is like the most accurate representation of that.
Heath, kind of like the Simpsons ride at Universal.
I love that ride.
Just straight up and then just down.
I've had those.
I wonder
before.
If it's part of Mall World. Have you heard about Mall World? This girl basically has this place she goes to in her dreams, and she made an entire map of it and she posted on TikTok, and everyone's like, yo, that's where I go in my dreams. Or I think she may
Mall
have
Mall World?
Or this is, I think, a video of a girl talking about it. But go to images, Mall World Dreams. She drew this massive map, and everybody is always like, oh my gosh, no, I've been there in the dreams and stuff.
Oh,
non-functional highway, Heath, or something like that. I don't know if your dream is part of it, but
no,
it's pretty crazy. And a lot of people think that like they go there when they sleep, and this girl just,
you know what, dreams, shit is very cluttered in your dreams.
You
don't have a dream.
I never remember my dreams ever. So if I
even when you wake, like as soon as you wake up, you don't like, wow,
no,
that was,
there's times where I wake up and I remember I had one maybe, but I can't tell you like the details. The only times I ever remember a dream is if it's scary, but those are very, yep, very, very rare for me to have.
Oh,
but I do not dream, and I don't know what that means. But
you want to know what's really weird? Mariah keeps getting flashbacks to dreams when she was really young every time she feeds Tony.
Whoa.
She'll be feeding Tony, and she'll just remember some wild dream that she had when she was younger. And she was like, it happens so much, so I looked it up. Apparently that's a thing.
Oh,
it's like a hormonal just response from,
yeah. Wait, she'll just be like feeding him, and then all of a sudden just like a dream will pop in her head she had like 10 years ago.
Wow.
What?
That's
so
crazy.
Random.
Also,
and she never thought of these dreams before.
She'll be like, oh my gosh, I remember that dream. That's weird.
Do you guys like listening to people's dreams, though? Because there's nothing worse.
Sometimes.
I hate it.
Hey, do y'all want to hear about something that didn't happen?
Exactly. Yeah. So people are like, oh my God, my dream last night. And I'm like,
if it's over a minute, I don't want to listen to it. Yeah. Like, really just give me this scary dream.
If it's not good, or it's not like a part of like, I don't know, something that could happen in real life or like whatever. Like, I don't want to hear that you were in a jungle and like died.
Do you think dreams mean something, though? Because one dream that I like remember, I think about a lot, which I can't believe my brain even went there, was, and you guys have heard this one before, but I've had multiple dreams where my dad, like I was stuck in this like dark, like mansion, and my dad is trying to murder me. My dad, my father, who I have like no
I've
weird
had a
thing
dream
with
my dad.
And I always thought that was so weird. Like, why is my brain going there? Like, why is my dreams going there when I've never had anything negative or like bad with my dad, where like I feel like he wants to murder me. So that's why I'm like,
sometimes it's making sense of everything the brain processed throughout the day, and it's like rapid neurons firing, and then the way we make sense of things is through stories, and like
that's so weird.
It's just this whole mishmash.
Wait, I've even had friends tell me like, oh my God, I had a dream about you last night, but it wasn't you. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It was a different face, but it was you.
I was gonna say, like, some people that like break down dreams, it could mean like you having this, you know, dream that your dad's going to kill you. Could be, you know, you're scared of disappointing him, and you have fear of disappointing him, and that fear will translate into your dreams,
right?
That, you know, he's going to be killing you, like you're scared, but it has nothing to do with that, but you're just scared to disappoint him or something. Like, it could be Totally different.
Or maybe he wants to kill me.
Like in my dream last night, there was a moment where I was like running really frantically, and I thought there were puddles of water, and then the puddles of water were like pee, and I was disgusted by it. And I'm like, oh God, that's pee. There's more pee. And I realized I think it was because our bidet, like, I don't know, went out of commission, or there's something I need to fix on the toilet.
Oh.
And I think like that was like one tiny detail of my day that manifested into like, I don't know, plumbing or thinking things in our house aren't working. Yeah. And it just pee on the ground. And I all think it's because of the my bidet need to adjust.
So, like what you're stressing about that day.
So there's always the falling dream.
Yeah.
Like when you're falling, that's like a sign of stress, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I get teeth
falling out. Sometimes I get shards of glass in my hand. There's things like, or I meet a celebrity and I'm trying to like to take a picture, but the camera doesn't work.
That's real life.
Yeah. it's things like that where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. I got to remember this. And I can't capture the photo.
Matt, this is so funny. I'm the complete opposite when I see celebrities in my dream. Because celebrities in my dream, they're like,
we're
almost like friends.
Yes.
Where I'm doing everything to be as normal as possible, where I don't pull out my phone and take a picture with them because I want to feel, I want to feel normal and connected with them. That's really funny you brought up. Like, imagine trying to take a picture of a celebrity in your dream. Like, I don't even know if I've ever been on my phone.
But it's really consensual, like, in the moment. Like, it's just so cool. I'm hitting it off with them. And, like, this photo's about to happen. And I'm like, fuck. It's not working. Also, I get really, mind blown by deja vu. Like,
I've never had that.
I had it.
I get it all the time.
I get it all the time, yeah.
And what is it? Have they figured out what deja vu is?
I heard when I was a kid in my like eighth grade physical science class that the theory behind deja vu is that like time and space exist on a plane, right?
Yeah.
And in the future, how does it go? There's a moment that causes a wave, or like a gravitational wave that will send a moment from the future back in time. And it kind of like interacts with that
your frequency
current time
of processing,
and then just like a wave pulling back out, it evens out. So then when you reach that point that was waved back, you have this like flashback of like, oh, I've been here before.
Yeah. And it's very brief. Like it's just this like, whoa. Yeah. And then you're trying to put your finger on it. Has this happened or what? Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah. I don't like it because every time I get deja vu, I think it means I'm about to die. Oh my God. Cause like I almost see it as like this is a deja vu because this is the last thing I see before I die. So if I'm like driving, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got deja vu, and I'm like, I'm about to get into a wreck.
Wait,
I'm about to die right now.
Deja vu, like you feel like you've done this before,
right?
Freak out.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I feel like this moment has happened before, like, or that I've experienced this, and I'm like, why?
To me, it's just confusing. Like, how do you feel? Like, how do you feel that?
Well, like, I blacked out on Sunday. I know I said I wasn't like being, you know, going out, but we did go to Soho House pool day.
Wait, this Sunday?
This last Sunday,
Leah, you just.
No,
yeah, I'm not like really drinking right now. Blacked out just a few days ago.
I could think because I hadn't been drinking. I was drinking a bunch of margaritas, right? But I got home and I was digging through my work bag to find my charger. And I remember being like, I can't find the freaking cord. Like, where is it? And then I remembered I let my friend borrow it, so she must have it. And then I remember going to bed, digging for my charger, and it wasn't in the bag. And I remember sitting here being like, I feel like I've been here before.
I feel like that's not deja vu.
I guess
vu,
I was
though.
Just drunk.
But when I was at the Regal movie theater down in Dania Point or whatever, and I was walking out of Wuthering Heights, I had this moment of deja vu where I'm like, I've been here before. But I'm like, but I'm in Fort Lauderdale at a movie theater. I've never been here before. But sometimes it's like, but I've walked out of movie theaters before. Sometimes it's just patterns of experiences you've had, and it might be a little bit different, but you're like perceiving it differently too.
Maybe it's just because I'm like a strong person, like, you know, mentally strong, so like I just don't get deja vu, you know what I mean?
Well, I've been doing deja vu wrong, so
so there's different theories, but I guess the first one, let's just run with this. A brief disruption in the sensory processing causing the brain to register a single current experience as two separate memories with one arriving just milliseconds after the other, causing a sense of repetition.
Not as fun.
It almost feels like if you go somewhere and you recognize it, like, damn, I've been here when I was like a kid. Like, it looks familiar. Like, you're like I remember
shit.
This, but I don't know why or how I remember it.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're like, oh, I've seen this before. This is weird.
Maybe I've had those moments. Maybe I've definitely had it.
Now you'll recognize them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next time it happens, I'm gonna text you guys.
Ooh, I just bought a puzzle. I want to start testing my brain.
How many pieces?
Let's talk puzzle.
Like 500.
Three.
What's
let
it up?
Let me start small.
Like just some kittens in a basket. Fruit. A fruit.
What is up with you and fruit? Sorry.
Oh, the fruit AI. Well, you know.
Puzzles are good. I do like puzzles. Are you a person, if you finish a puzzle, do you try to keep it or you just destroy it and say, that was fun?
I'm just trying to do new activities.
Yeah. Puzzles are great. Yeah. I love watching videos of puzzle competitions. Where like
really?
A bunch of people are at tables and they dump a puzzle and they have to try to solve it within like minutes. And some people are really good at
there's
it.
There's really a competition for everything.
Yeah.
You can make anything. And is it like winning? You win money at those?
Probably.
So how does that work? Who pays for it? Does everybody put their money in a pot and then the winner gets it all?
It's like standard tournaments.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like registration fees and stuff.
Every time.
I have a
soup off. Do you win money?
you know me, man.
We host a Super Bowl and everyone brings a soup.
Yes.
And then you don't know whose soup is whose, and we vote for the best and the worst, but everyone has to enter with like $10 to play or whatever.
Got it.
And then the worst soup.
Who
gets shamed.
I remember you doing that with Jordan. Did Jordan win or lose?
Jordan was raving about his
Jordan had the worst.
No, the worst.
Bro, it was so bad.
He goes, I'm making Grammys like something something, and it was quite I said,
I was
you,
like,
you didn't
I was like,
do
you did
Grammy
your grandma dirty.
Unless this is grandma's recipe, then
didn't you guys come. I think you guys came.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
It was for his birthday, right?
I think so.
So we were eating hot soup in the middle of June. That was another thing.
That's right. And then it turned into like a rap fest.
Yeah,
we were all just sitting really on Jordan's lawn, and everyone was rapping it.
I love that
because he's good at freestyling.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is.
I've always been so envious of people who could do that. Because I feel like I should be able to, but my brain doesn't work that fast.
Yeah. You know what? I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I feel like I should, but I just can't.
I'm impressed by the TikTokers that freestyle rap on live while they're like playing video games. And
whoa.
They just rap about what's going on. It's nuts. But they have like a full instrumental and vocal processing, so it sounds like a real song. It's
pretty
cool.
Are you guys going to Coachella?
I don't think so. Unless a work opportunity happens.
I'm kind of the same.
It's the same shit every time. And it kind of stresses me out. Like,
I almost feel
prepping
like
for Coachella, getting the right outfits. Even when I'm there, I'm like, I'm just anxious about entering the festival, meeting up with people.
I think it's an older mindset too. Like we're getting older. Like I feel like that stuff is stresses out more, which is why adults don't go to that shit or older people don't go to that shit.
I camp. So you'd think that mine would be a little more stressful, but I actually like the camping.
I think people that do camping Coachella, I think they see it from a different perspective, and it's more like I think you guys, like I think car camping people appreciate the festival more because it's like you're waiting in that long line to get in. Because I remember when we did car camping, I remember we appreciated the festival more, like getting there. We wanted to get there first as soon as the festival opened.
Well, it's just nice too because you keep going back, you get drinks, go back inside the thing, and then they do the silent discos.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But I've had so many. I've done so many Coachellas. I've had plenty of memories doing it. I'm like, is it? I don't know.
It is crazy how many like years.
And I've enjoyed all of them.
Yeah, no.
But it's just like
I do think it's cool that Justin Bieber's there. But I feel like it almost is going to give like an over. I don't really love a huge crowd, and I know that that would.
Oh
be
my! I mean, because he hasn't
massive.
He hasn't performed right in how long? Yeah. I mean, it's going to be insane.
Sabrina was like a couple years ago. Like, we
I'm surprised. Surprised they have her.
Back again.
Headless.
So soon.
Enema would be good.
What's it called? Headless thing?
Headlining.
No. Headlining.
Headlisting.
Geese. I want to see Geese. And I want to see Turnstile.
Oh, Addison.
Ethel
Ray's
Kane.
Up there.
Dijon.
Okay, it's pretty
this
good.
This is a good lineup.
It's pretty good, yeah. But I am going to Tortuga.
You are? The one in Florida? Mm-hmm. We've never been there.
Heath, it was.
That looks fun.
It was the most ratchet I've ever been in my life.
Heath, we should go.
It's
we should go
so
here.
Fun.
That's funny.
Tortuga. Turtle Festival.
And it's all in the sand. So you're just
it's
at
like,
a beach
it's like
party.
Pirate. It's like pirate themed, right?
In the,
it's
no.
Like, no. What?
You're thinking of Gasparilla sand. Maybe in Tampa.
Oh, maybe. What's the vibe of?
It's just Coachella on the water.
On the water.
Oh, okay.
It's almost like Hangout Fest 2 that they do on like the Gulf Shores as well, which is a lot of fun.
A little less like, obviously, like
a beach festival does sound fun, but why do I feel like as soon as you get there, you're like, oh, this is too hot?
No, not at all.
That's kind of know it's hot breezy.
It's hot
there's,
as
there's
oh
a pool.
Yeah.
You can go
but
in
it's
the water.
In Florida, it's fucking
hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, actually,
but then it's like
hot.
The sand is hot, so you're like barefoot.
Yeah.
And then like you don't want to wear shoes and just walk around in the sand at a festival all day. It's like,
oh, and you know that pool is nasty.
And then just the bars after are so fun.
Who is at that festival getting in a damn pool? Like then you're in like you're in like a wet, damp swimsuit.
You dry up in literally 2 minutes. Oh, okay. It's so hot.
You say that until you're like wasted and you're like, oh, man, that looks
good.
But
you're just like, I don't know. You just start chafing and shit. Like, yeah. I don't know.
That doesn't look that packed. Like well, the pool area.
That doesn't look like it, but yeah, it is very.
Is that like VIP?
Like, click that one, yeah.
Is that like you're paying extra to be there? Be in there?
No, that's
Matt,
just general.
What? Do you wear swimsuits that have the liner, the underwear liner?
Yeah,
I hate
some.
It.
Some I do. Some are really great. I love Duven. They have a really good, nice thin liner that like is not like the '90s mesh one. Yeah, I do. Sometimes it depends how long I know I'm going to be in a swimsuit, or I'll wear briefs like underneath it.
No, I can't do the liner.
I cut every single one I get.
It rub, especially like at the beach, it gets like salty, sandy, and raw.
Oh, Keith. Oh, it literally gives me cuts. Like
rug
cuts
burn.
And burns, yeah. I don't know how people do it.
You were also really weird about your underwear.
Me? Yeah,
like
very
specific.
Very specific. Yeah, because I don't like it too tight. I the material is very important too because I get like swamp ass. I could get swamp ass, so I need like the
it's
right.
Important.
I need the right underwear. Yeah.
Yeah. Just have something loose on you.
My favorite underwear right now is ones that I found on TikTok shop. Some guy made them, and I was like, because I always buy new underwear just because I
was gonna say that's why I remember that because you always
shop,
buy.
They're always like, yeah, what size are you? We have A, B, D. Like,
yeah. And that's all I had to say. You know, that's all I had to say.
Also, Heath, I just want to add that your baby is actually the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
Because I don't have to say that. You know what I mean? But I wanted to let you know that he's actually so cute. It's funny because he looks like Mariah with your face.
We were just talking about that. I was like, I feel like he has my features, but looks like
Mariah. Yes, because I was looking at him and I was like, that's Heath, but looks like an Italian Heath almost.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
My brother, he is married to someone who is Fijian. So she's like got dark features, but the baby is like brown, but looks just like my brother. So they call him Taniel.
Taniel.
It's funny because it has his features, but her coloring. And so
that's fun.
It's Taniel Bars.
Nice.
It's crazy that like
you have
offspring works like that. It's just weird. Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
And I feel like too, I feel like all the kids you guys have, I feel like they're each going to look different.
I hope.
And we're going to end it right there, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. As always, you can check out these podcasts every Monday audio form on all podcast platforms and every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Oh, nice. Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling and we do an unwind every single episode. It's an extended version, which keep hanging out with us. We also do a bonus episode every month, a live Q&A every single month. You get early access to the episodes ad free, and it's all on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
And also don't forget to leave us a question for unfiltered advice at 805-616-2035.
All right, unwind. We'll see you in a second. Love you guys.
Peace and blessings.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.